On July 15th and 16th, the Secure Rural Schools Resource Advisory Council met in Wrangell to review a number of outdoor recreation projects that have been proposed to the council. Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage and Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple facilitated the meeting, and Savage says it was a chance for the council to review over 100 project proposals.
The way that Tongass is looking at their recreational, you know, trails and rec facilities, you know, cabins or campsites, you know, picnic areas, things like that. They're amenities that both the general public and the communities enjoy, as well as visitors to the communities. And so, you know, the idea is that, you know, why not, you know, take advantage of that and, you know, in enhancing these facilities.
The group voted and prioritized a number of the projects. In Wrangell, 7 were voted on to be recommended for funding and 3 set aside as high-priority projects. Some of the projects included the enhancement of ATV trails on Zarembo Island, cabin refurbishing projects on the Stikine River, funding for the Stikine River Birding Festival, and the incorporation of new technology at the Annan Bear Observatory to both expand education and promote Annan in Wrangell.
The whole watchable wildlife thing has really taken off. It's a niche that's really unique in Southeast Alaska and on the Tongass that we can provide. And it's proven very successful in other places, not even, you know, with putting cameras in stream channels and watching fish, you know, watching salmon migrate or beavers, you know, things like that. I mean, it's been amazingly popular. And so it's, you know, for a facility that's always already really popular with visitors, why not, you know, provide another opportunity for people to experience that without having the necessity to see the site.
RAC recommended that $20,000 be set aside to develop the Bear Cam at the observatory, as well as a public viewing station at the Nolan Center.
I could see people becoming a little addicted to it, to come in here and see and watch, especially when things are going on in the summertime when it's really busy. I could see that.
That's Terry Henson. She works as the Civic Center Director at the Nolan Center. She believes it would be a draw for tourists, but thinks it would also be a big hit with locals.
I think a video camera for tourists and locals both would be interesting and educational, and I just think it's a great way to, for those people that can't get out to see Annan, to at least get a glimpse of it, and for those people that love Annan to come in and keep track of their bears.
$2.5 million has been set aside for RAC projects in the 3 communities over the next 4 years. Wrangell and Petersburg both receive 45% of the funding and Cake with the remaining 10%. Some projects in Petersburg include covered picnic shelters at Blind River Rapids, improvements on the Crane Lake Trail, and cabin path enhancements. Both Wrangell and Petersburg are proposing new information signs as well. The deadline for the proposed RAC projects is September 30th. At that point, Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole will review the projects, and once the proposed projects are reviewed and approved, the Forest Service has a year to implement the work. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.